Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome everyone to Many Mansions Sunday service for November 25th, 2023. It's only a month till Christmas. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Okay, I'm going to recite from 1 Corinthians, the love verses. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, influence their minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and everyone here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Larry?
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the Congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, upon all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysterious mysteries of God. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Larry. I invite all of you now to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we have a very honored, it's a great pleasure to invite Rebecca Sanford, Reverend Rebecca Sanford, who will be doing the sermon today. I look very much forward to what she has to say.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas, and good morning, everyone, and afternoon, depending on where you're located. I'm Reverend Rebecca, and here in the United States anyway, just past Thursday, we had our Thanksgiving celebration. So in memory of that, or in honor of that, many of us in the United States, when we have a Thanksgiving meal, we go around the table and we say to each other what we're thankful for, one thing that we're thankful for. I asked my significant other what he was thankful for, and he said the following: for everything that I don't know, and for God's mercy. I thought, ooh, that's a good one, for everything I don't know. So that is the theme of the sermon today, giving thanks to God for his mercy and everything I don't know. In the Bible, there's many stories of saints and avatars who have given thanks to God in the face of uncertainty and before a miracle has happened. And I'm going to tell you all a few of those stories, some of which that you know, remind you, though, of those of you who already know some of these stories, to start in the Old Testament. So we all know the story of Jonah. And for those of you who might not know the story of Jonah, Jonah was told by God to go to this city, Nineveh, because Nineveh was an evil city. They were doing evil things. And Jonah kind of had a freak out moment. He did not want to go. So what does he do? He gets on a boat and he decides he's going to go the opposite direction. He gets on the boat, and God's kind of unhappy about that. And so God sends a storm, and a really bad one. And the, the sailors are suspicious. You know, they're wondering why are they running into these terrible seas. And they get to the point where they're asking people, did somebody do something wrong or something bad? And Jonah puts up his hand and says, yeah, that's me. If you throw me over, then the seas will calm. The captain decides he doesn't want to do that, so they keep trying to row, and it's getting worse. So they finally throw him over, and sure enough, the seas calm. What happens then? They all give thanks to God and fear God, because clearly there's a miracle that has just taken place. In the meantime, Jonah is drowning, and he, in the book of Jonah, he talks about the fact that there's seaweed all around his head, but God sends a fish or a whale to swallow him, and he ends up in this whale's stomach for 3 days. What does he do? He gives thanks to God. He's not even on dry land yet. He's in the belly of a whale, and he's giving thanks to God. God has not yet performed the miracle. God has not yet delivered him onto dry land. He's still in the stomach of this fish, but he's giving thanks to God. And in Jonah, he talks about this. He literally composes a prayer or a poem or a praise while he's in the stomach of the whale, and he says, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Jonah eventually is spit out onto dry land. literally spit out onto dry land, decides he's going to follow through with his promise to God and go to Nineveh. And what's really cool, and what I find is really strange, and the mystery of God, is that God shows mercy. He thinks, Jonah thinks, that he's going to Nineveh to destroy Nineveh, which was his freakout moment. But when he prays to God and gives thanks, the people of Nineveh do something unexpected. Their king repents, and he tells all the people of Nineveh to repent. And what happens? When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction that he had threatened. In the face of uncertainty, Jonah gave thanks. Jonah praised God. He didn't know what was going to happen, and God showed mercy to the people of Nineveh. The next story that many of us know is Daniel. Now, Daniel worked for a king in Persia named King Darius. He was one of three top administrators in the government, and he had 120 governors under him. He did such a great job that King Darius decides that he's going to make him the head of all of the administrators and governors, and that kind of angered some of them, and they became jealous. So they tell King Darius, hey, go put out a decree that anyone who prays to anyone other than you for the next 30 days will be thrown into a lion's den. And King Darius really wasn't thinking, so he goes ahead and he publishes this decree. Well, Daniel, his number one guy, prays on his knees to God three times a day. That's his thing. And Daniel finds out about this decree. And what does he do? He does the same thing he always does. He gets down on his knees and he prays to God Almighty. And what does he do? He gives thanks. In the book of Daniel, it talks about the fact that in the light of this decree, this is what it says. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and told him about the royal decree. King Darius was pretty upset, and he asked Daniel and told Daniel that he had hoped that his God would save him. And that's exactly what God did. But Daniel gave thanks and praised God before there was a miracle. He asked God for help, giving thanks before he knew what was going to happen. As we all know, God saved him from the lion's den, but the mercy that God showed afterwards was kind of mind-boggling, just like in the case of Nineveh. King Darius was thrilled and overjoyed, and he said and gave a decree to all of his kingdom, and the Bible says, actually, to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth. And he said, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. He endures forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Again, God shows up and shows mercy. In this case, a decree goes to the entire earth as a result of Daniel giving thanks ahead of time and putting his faith in God Almighty. Jesus, likewise, several times in the Bible, gives thanks before the miracle happens. When he's getting ready to give food to the 5,000 people with three loaves of bread and two fishes, what does he do? he gives thanks. And as a result of giving thanks, God shows mercy to 5,000 people in terms of their hunger, and they're fed. 5,000 people then go out onto the earth to describe the miracle that they had seen. Again, Jesus, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he first gives thanks. He gives thanks to God for what is happening. He gives thanks to God for the fact that he is proclaiming who he is by way of his giving thanks. And then he tells Lazarus to rise from the dead. Lazarus has not yet risen from the dead, but he gave thanks first. Many of us know of the Lord's final supper, and he gives thanks before he gives out the wine and the bread to his disciples. The Bible talks about this, and Jesus knew at that time that this was the last cup of wine that he would have before his death. And yet what he says is this: as they ate, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, drink all of it. And he said, "This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many." He gave thanks before the miracle had occurred. He gave thanks before his death, but he knew that by giving thanks and by putting his faith in God Almighty, that many would be saved. There's another story about Paul in the New Testament as well, in Acts. Paul was told that he was to be tried before the emperor of Rome, and he was on a ship. He told the people not to leave. He told the Romans not to leave the island of Crete, but they did anyway. And as a result, there was a huge storm. They were caught in this storm for 14 days. And during that 14 days, nobody ate. I'm assuming they were seasick. Some of them were probably freaked out because this is a terrible storm. And in the book of Acts, it talks about the fact that Paul was told by an angel of God that because of him, and because of the fact that God's intention was for him to be tried in front of the emperor of Rome, that he would be saved and all of the people on the ship would be saved as well. This is in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 13 and following. The book of Acts actually talked about the fact that there were 276 people on that boat. The captain was a Roman. His name was Captain Julius. And Paul had faith, and he gave thanks to God. Once again, he broke bread. He told everybody on the ship that they would be saved, but they needed to eat and save their strength. And so he gave thanks. He broke bread and ate. And he gave the bread to the people on the ship as well, and they ate, all 276 of them. Bible then tells the story that, in fact, the ship was destroyed on a sandbar, but all 276 people, not one, lost their lives. They all made it to shore. So what is the lesson for us all? In our faith in God Almighty, and as shown over and over and over again in the Bible, when we give thanks and put our trust in God, knowing that we don't know everything, God performs miracles. Even the smallest amount of faith and asking for his help, he shows mercy, sometimes to hundreds and thousands of people through us. And that's the lesson for today. Don't forget, give thanks for what you don't know and for God's mercy.
Thank you very much, Reverend Rebecca. The point that you bring up is so significant, so important, and we thank you for presenting this sermon. I think it's meaningful to all of us. Now we begin the part of the service which involves virtual healing. Reverend Douglas.
Thank you, Reverend Doug. And also I'll add my very impressive sermon today, Reverend Rebecca. Very appropriate. It is a time of great uncertainty. And with all those occurrences, I was recounting times of my life that, and even presently, times of uncertainty, and how appropriate your sermon was today. For those who are here today, this part of the service is for virtual healing energy. Remember, virtue is a very intelligent and independent force. It knows before you ask the question, not only the answer, but what the question is. Virtue has a mind of its own. It goes wherever it goes, and it does whatever it does. And sometimes it's a little baffling to us who are the recipients of this wonderful energy. Sometimes we feel the heat, and we feel the relief. Sometimes we feel a complete, what we would call, miracle transformation, and our pains and our aches go away. This also extends, being this a time of thanksgiving, to all that we have. If you have a roof over your head, if you have food in your house, you have clothes to wear, you have friends that love you and family that love you, you're a rich person. With that, remember to the lesson for today is to give thanks before the event. And I believe that is very, very appropriate when you're asking for a spiritual blessing of some sort, for physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. Again, Reverend Rebecca's sermon is very appropriate. Always remember to be thankful and to give gratitude. And with that, we'll ask. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of Yahshua, the great Savior, also known as Jesus the Christ, the compassionate, we ask for a blessing today to relieve us of our difficulties, whether they're physical, financial, mental, if we're under mental duress or stress, emotional, if we're feeling despondent, depressed, hysterical, or lost. And most importantly, we ask for a blessing to our almighty soul. This soul is eternal. It is the essence of ourselves. And we ask the angels, the avatars, the saints, and all those divine beings above to bless us, that our spiritual awakening will continue, that our understanding of the spiritual world will continue to be blessed, to grow, and that we will grow wise. And in doing so, we will have peace. Peace is the great equalizer. Peace is the common denominator. When you have peace, you are, in essence, in harmony with God Almighty. As we seek peace in our body physically, peace in our life for all the things we need, and peace in our life for the love, both the love of self and the love of others, and most importantly, the love of God, we give thanks. We are so grateful. Dear God Almighty, bless each and every one that is here today. We call upon the great Savior, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. For those people who are on their iPhones, for Jean, for Jesus or Jesus, Regine, Karen M, JP, Vishwa, Brandon, Beto, Celeste, MOI, Don, Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie, for Reverend Rebecca, for Mary, our Roseberry Brown, for Carrie, for Nanda in Spain, for Jim and Sherry, for Mark, for Timothy, for John, for Ann Pilgrims, for Vivian, for Joan and Owen, for Carol S., for Tim in Montreal, for Beverly, for Rebecca S., for William, for Joy, for Maria, for GLS, for Sue, for Joe Badger, for Diana, for Santiago, for Linda, for Reverend Michael, for Jack and Sandy in Hawaii, for Reverend Douglas, for Jamie, for myself, for Mark, and for Patty. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for virtue, which is everywhere. It is a timeless and loving force. We ask with gratitude. We ask in advance of the blessings that we are receiving and will continue to receive. Oh, bless us that our faith will grow. Oh, bless us that we will come closer to understanding the ways of you, Lord God Almighty. Bless Yeshua for showing us the way, that he took upon himself all the sins of the world, which allows us a pathway to redemption. Repent, my friends, for your transgressions. Repent means to realize that you've made an error and you ask for forgiveness, knowing full well you'll never repeat the error, and then it becomes a blessing, a wisdom. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless each and every one is here today in all the ways possible that they can receive benefit from virtue. Let them have a strong heart. During this time of uncertainty, let their mind be filled with peace. Let them come to your understanding that they are aware of your presence, that they have to do something themselves, of course, to facilitate, to make happen, to participate, and to finalize whatever their challenge, whatever their work. For all is a lesson that brings us closer and closer and closer to the great understanding of Jesus the Christ, the compassion of the Christ. May our enemies be put asunder. May enemies be shown the error of their ways. May our enemies no longer be our enemies. May they come to the light and understand perhaps the transgressions, the errors of their ways, not by our judgment, but by their own. We are so grateful for our lives that we ask again, and we say again, we are so grateful. Please heal our bodies wherever the need is. Let the virtue touch the body and quickly, easily, and comfortably remove the pain. Heal the body where there is healing needed. Remove disease and virus and bacteria and all the intruding, invading diseases in the body. May they be put asunder. May our immune system be strengthened. May all the diseases and unwanted pain in our body be removed now in the name of Yeshua. In this we pray, and we are so grateful. We are grateful to see the miracles of healing. Reach out, my friends, and take the healing. Take the blessing as it comes to you. Feel the warmth of God's enduring love. God loves you always. You are a child of the universe. You are a spiritual being. Pray now for where you wish the virtue to go. Pray now for what relief you need. Pray. Wherever you are in the world, as you're listening to this radio broadcast, God is with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of Mother Mary and Father Joseph, in the name of all the saints and avatars on this special occasion of Thanksgiving, we are so grateful for the healing we have received and for the continued healing physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever other blessing we require and need, that we do not know and that we know. We are so grateful. Patty, if you have a list of people who are in need from the chat, we'll send our prayers out to them now.
Frida, from her illness from Lyme's disease.
We ask for a blessing of relief. Continue.
Prayers for Tom for the healing of his foot neuropathy due to diabetes.
We ask for a blessing of purification and the removal of disease. Continue.
And for Patrick Irvine, who needs healing.
We ask for a blessing to go through his body for virtue to heal him. Continue.
And for Patty, who fell ill during the service.
We ask for all the angels to go to Patty, our sister in faith, to go through her body, to relax her mind, to heal all the
And for Shaylin, for brain cancer.
We ask for the removal of any disease in the brain, a blessing of healing quickly, easily. Continue.
And for Timothy Solomon, for his back and pelvic pain.
We ask for a blessing of relief of pain in the alignment of the muscles and bones in the back. The sooner the better. Amen. Continue.
That's all we have.
Let's everyone focus on our sister Patty. Hold an image of Patty in your mind and see the blessings of love going to her now, relieving any aches or pains she has, enveloping her in pure virtue, bringing relief to her now quickly and easily. Let us all focus on our friends, the lady in the bed, Joan and Owen. Let us send them virtue, surrounding them with love, healing the body now for both of them and for all of them in the room. May the Lady of Guadalupe be with them and bless them. May virtue go through all of them, especially those who are ill, to feel the love that God sends easily and comfortably. May that continue with the Lady's blessing. Again, from Alexander's iPad and whoever's in the 416, to PJ, to Jean, to Jesus, to Jean, Beto, Brandon, Fisher, JP, Karen M, Celeste, MOI and Don, Larry, Angie, and Baby Elsie, Reverend Rebecca, Mary Rosemary Brown, Carrie, Nanda, Alvarez in Spain, Jim and Sherry, Mark, Timothy, John, and Pilgrims and Vivian. Again to Joan and Owen, to William, to Rebecca S., to Beverly, to Tim in Montreal, to Carol S., to Joy, to Maria, to GLS8, to Sue D., to Joe Badger, to Diana D., Santiago, Linda D., Michael, Reverend Michael Irvine, Jack and Sandy, Reverend Douglas, Jamie, Mark Galloway, again, Patty, we ask for the Holy Family to come to our rescue now, and to myself, and to all our families, our children and grandchildren, and to those that are meaningful to us. We know we are watched over by Gabriel, Angel Gabriel. We know we are watched over by Angel Raphael. We know there have been many deities who have appeared to us over the time that we've had our community together. We call upon them all at this time for virtue to go through all our needs, to grow our community, to protect our church, to protect our temple, to protect our light, the way of life. We are ever so grateful. The power of prayer is enormous. Virtue has no limits. Your faith speeds up the virtue. Repent your errors. Love yourself. And remember today's sermon, to be grateful in advance for that you are about to receive. Be grateful for the things you don't know that God will reveal to you in God's time, for everything has its time and its place. We ask also at this most important time in the Holy Land that the saints who congregate there now to bring peace to all those divine beings above, that they will shed light on those who are in control and authority, for those who are their subjects or constituents who are under their control or authority. We ask that their hearts are softened. We ask that the power of peace endure. We ask for the angels to come and administer to those that are grieving. We ask for the abundance of love and virtue to temper the emotions, to remove the hate and the anger, and to allow peace to come into the hearts of those who are suffering. For those who wish transgressions, may they be stopped by divine forces. For those who wish to put our planet into darkness, may they be put asunder. To those beings in the heavens above that are attempting to disrupt our peace and the light of love, may they be put asunder. The sooner, the better. We ask on behalf of our planet, on behalf of all the people that are here on the planet, on behalf of our countries, our communities, and our community here, that the power of virtue and God Almighty go through all the darkness, bringing love where it is absent, bringing light where there is darkness, bringing compassion where there is emotion. We are all one. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I sincerely bless you, my friends, and I continue to ask for a blessing from the most powerful, the divine forces above, God Almighty, all the angels and avatars that watch over us, and those that are near us as they guard our way, protecting us, reinforcing us, and allowing our faith to flourish, and our friendship and our community and the love for each other to manifest each and every day. May peace be with you always. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes the virtual healing portion of the service, my friends. I remind you to look into the chat to consider further contact with us. We ask for your participation in helping our community grow. We are going through some growing pains right now, and as I've asked for a blessing from above, know that as I ask, it shall be given. Now it's up for us to seek ways and means to make it happen, and for us to knock on all the doors to fulfill it and make it happen. Thank you, Reverend Michael, for your thanks. You're most welcome. I'll turn the service back over to you, Reverend Douglas. And again, well done, Reverend Rebecca. I think we need to have Reverend Rebecca do a little more, because she's a little better than me. There we go. I see several of you smiling, so I'll take that as you concur. Go ahead, Reverend Douglas. I think you're muted.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I concur with you. I am very much impressed with what Reverend Rebecca does. A prayer of gratitude for our blessings. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for all your wondrous blessings, and thank you this day for the healings and blessings you have bestowed upon us during this service. Help us always to deal with life's challenges with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance. As we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny in keeping with your will. Alleluia. Amen.
This is the Many Mansions statement. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty dearly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices and meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know, in part, the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in the holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you very much, Mark. At this point, I ask you to help contribute, to help us on our mission. If you are in the United States, you can contribute by going to manymansionscenters.org, and you can pay with presses a button further down on the page in which you can contribute. If you're in Canada, go to manymansions144@gmail.com, and you can contribute by e-transfer. We depend on your contributions and on your benevolence in order to keep our mission going. So please help us. There are a few announcements. We have Virtue Water, which is available for a $40 contribution. And this Virtue Water has been blessed a number of times by the clergy. If you have not already done so, we urge you to go to manymansions.org and then go to the bottom of the page and enter your name and email address in order to receive reminders, Zoom links, and complimentary copies of our Sacred School newsletter. If you have friends or family for whom you would like us to send prayers and virtue healing energy, please send your requests with the person's first name and details of their situation to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. And lastly, we invite you to take a look at our Facebook page, Many Mansions Spiritual Healing. Most of these web pages and email addresses are found in the chat. So now I invite you to sit quietly while Linda plays some soothing music and feel the virtue energy which is still circulating in your body and around you. As you sensitize yourself to this spiritual healing, you will feel warmth in your chest, different parts of your body. It is always advisable after healing, after prayer, after meditation, to sit quietly for a few minutes. Feel what is going on. Sensitizing yourself to this virtue healing energy is part of your spiritual evolvement. As we become more sensitive to this spiritual energy, We are evolving spiritually.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas.
Thank you very much, Linda. Beautiful music. This ends today. I invite all of you to stay and engage in our social, in which you have an opportunity to express yourself.
After review, the call on the ice is a whole new season of NHL action with Skip. Every order earns you a shot at winning one of over 200,000 prizes, including NHLShop.ca and Skip gift cards, Skip game time cards, and the grand prize, a trip for two to the 2024 Rogers NHL All-Star Game in Toronto. Order, shoot, win.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.